In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stevens Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and it's time for your coolest conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Stevens Underground Garage. Thanks for listening. Please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Today I'm joined by Peter Horvath, founding member and creative force behind the long-running Anderson Council in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Their latest album, The Devil, The Tower, The Star, The Moon, is out on Gem Records, and it features our recent coolest song in the world, Times on the Thames. I'll play a portion of that now, followed by my interview with Peter on your coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock and Little Stevens Underground Garage.
Now the sea was green and so was I. Now it's just a scene in my mind's eye, oh my. But then the rain takes me again. Back to the times on the Thames we wandered, King's Road to Canning Town, wide-eyed and lost in wonder.
Mighty Manfred with you once more here in Little Stevens Underground Garage. And today for our coolest conversations, I am speaking with Peter Horvath, the New Brunswick, New Jersey band, The Anderson Council. Their new album, The Devil, The Tower, The Star, The Moon, is out on Gem Records. And it's home to our recent coolest song in the world, Times on the Thames. Hi, Peter. How are you?
Doing all right, Manfred. What's the latest?
What's the latest? Well, first, the latest and greatest is I have to give you some congratulations on the new album. Very cool, my friend.
Thank you very much.
So we spoke last summer. It was around the release of the Gem Records Celebrates Pete Townsend album. Are the guys that played on the new full length, they the same guys that played on that release?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And so who all is in the band outside of yourself now then?
There's me, and there's Simon Burke on bass, and there's Mike Potenza on guitar, and Scott Jones on the drums.
And so these guys have been behind you now for how long?
For this will be their third year in this lineup.
Very cool. And how many lineups have you gone through over the years?
It's funny, I just made a list the other day and have since decided to recycle it, but it's about 12. Which is ridiculous.
You know, and how long has the band been active?
Since 1999.
Doing some math, and I'm not very good. So 2009 to, you know, over 20 years. And am I right there? It's about a dozen different players.
Yep.
I don't think that's a whole lot considering how long the band has been around. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. I mean, I liked all the lineups for their, you know, own idiosyncrasies or whatever, but you know, it's always the current lineup is my favorite.
Of course. Well,
they're all my favorite.
Very well put. So the liner notes I was handed say that this one was produced by yourself and Kurt Ryle. Is that correct?
Yes, as usual. We didn't fight.
Oh,
that
good.
Much.
And you did this at House of Vibes. Isn't that Kurt's Gripweed studio? Okay.
Yes. It's the best basement in Highland Park.
And when did you do the recordings?
We started in 21, March of 21. And we were supposed to start in February of 21, but I got COVID. So we started in March of 21 and finished it January of this year.
So when you had COVID, was that a mild thing, I'm hoping?
Yeah. I mean, it was just, you know, it was the, I managed to miss the whole, you know, first year of COVID. And so there was no real, it was the original strain or whatever. So, you know, it was just lost my taste, lost my smell, had fevers, and then it was done.
So you were talking about not arguing with Kurt as much. You've worked with him a number of times. How would you describe your relationship overall with him?
Very, very easygoing. You know, we tend to reach for the same Vader at the same time. So it all, you know, we kind of don't have to second guess each other. We just know what the other person is going for.
Well, that's cool. But it's not like, you know, he's reaching over and you got to slap his hand and tell him not yet.
I mean, when he tries to turn the guitars down, yes.
Is there, since you guys have worked together for a while, different projects, is there anything that he does now or how he works now that is noticeably different from when you guys first started working together?
Well, actually, this is the first record that we did not record on tape. So that was a thing. You would be surprised how long or how much time is spent, you know, fast forwarding and rewinding tape. And we didn't have that this time. So we got to do more stuff.
Yes, but now you're missing a very important well, I'm sure this was still present, but that tape rewinding and tape fast forwarding, that gets the opportunity to share a lot of stories and to talk about nothing, which is great. And that's all part of the studio experience. So
yes, we had to block out time for storytelling. Good. Nonsense.
And so one thing I love about working with tape, you know, it's got this extra sort of compression that's going on there.
Right.
Was that something you missed? Was it what was the decision about not using tape this time?
It was basically we wanted to give it a try. And basically all the songs were, you know, demoed in GarageBand. So I'm like, well, I'm kind of used to it already. So let's give it a go.
And you're happy with the overall results of this? Yeah. Well, it is sounding cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, you know, the sounds you get are still worthwhile. You know, it doesn't sound like a computer or whatever.
Well, let's talk some about this recent coolest song of the world, Times on the Thames. And again, I'll mention the new album is The Devil, The Tower, The Star, The Moon. It's out on Gem Records. Is this the song describing a trip or a number of trips you made to London?
I wish. I've never been there. This was one of the two songs that I wrote with my friend Don Eden Goldstein, and it was her recounting a trip over there, and as far as I know, it was a successful trip for her. I took the what am I trying to say? I took the record related and song related bits for the bridge. That was my contribution, but all the other flowery images and maybe dismal images of London were all hers.
And so what is your relationship to her, and when did this trip was she spending a lot of time over there, was she did she go there for school or if
I mean I think it was just a general visit, maybe to visit some friends. I'm not sure. You know, I didn't.
And
ask.
What is your relate? How do you know each? How do you two know each other?
I've known Dawn since pretty much the band started. Actually, she was the cover star for the cover of our first album, Color Sound. We have been, you know, we had talked about writing songs. We had written some stuff together prior, you know, just over the years. And eventually the band got around to recording it.
So I heard you correct. Did I hear you correctly to say that you've never been to England?
I have never stepped foot off this continent.
Well, when you step foot off this continent for the first time, where would it be that you would want to step off onto?
Well, I suppose England would do it. England, Wales.
Well,
I was just wondering.
For some reason, I thought that you were sort of an Anglophile. Are you?
I mean, I enjoy that a lot. Yes, but I've never been. I like the music. I like the food that's not overcooked. You know, I like the British procedural TV shows. You know, all that stuff.
Well, Peter, we got to get you over there. I don't know how we're gonna work on this. You got to get Marty. You got it. So Gem Records is that's Marty Scott, right? Well,
yes, sir.
He needs to start working this this Anderson Council UK tour.
He certainly does.
I know you've must have played with and met the guys at Muck and the Myers before, right?
I've seen them. I've never met any of them. We've never actually played with them.
Well, all right. So let's get we're going to check that box off. And when you guys get together, because they play all over the world, and there's just a way to do that, you know. If nothing else, to go ahead and to play the they've played the Cavern Club a couple of times and done shows over there. So anyway, so that's in the future. So we're working on that in the future. But I want to ask you about the, I think the first single off the new album, Alone With You. It's also got a video. And I was thinking the twist there, of course, you mentioned having had COVID and we go through this whole lockdown period. And now that I'll put the kind of air quotes up here saying that COVID is over. Are you ready to be alone again or?
Twist. Yeah. Very nice. No, I'm strangely okay with hanging out with other people. I do enjoy a good alone time, but no, people are all right. Mostly,
you know, except for the ones that get in the way, like in traffic, man.
Right. Well, there's that. I mean, I'm from New Jersey, so traffic. Come on.
Well, I live in Los Angeles, so I'm right there with you. We can be parked right behind each other on the highway sometime. Exactly. Who made the video for you for that one?
Alone With You. We did that with our friend Ryan Grasso, the guy we know from Jersey. And actually he did the video that we filmed for Glow Girl from the Townsend tribute as well. He's good at translating my usual crayon drawings and half-baked ideas about, you know, oh, I want it to look like this. I don't know how you do that, but make it look like this.
When you talk about your crayon drawings, you sort of storyboarded out what you wanted the video to entail?
Essentially, yes.
What?
I mean, I usually call any sort of idea I have, like the cover for the new record, you know, I drew it out on a post-it.
Cool.
And gave it to my friend who did the cover, and I'm like, here's what I want it to look like, just better. When you get
those POs, so the album opens with a track, Tarot Toronto, and there's a line in there about losing air pressure during a flight over the city, a plane turned to starboard side. Is that based on a real event?
No, it's just a product of my vivid imagination. I just, I tried to throw, you know, all the correct terms, you know, starboard side and listing to port and all that stuff. And then it turned into, where did it go from there? I mean, what do you do when you're on a plane? You drink little airport bottles of booze. And so there was drinking involved in the lyrics, and then somehow it turned over to tarot cards. So I had to name as many tarot cards as I could in the song.
Well, I was wondering if you, in that case, did you pick Toronto because you had this alliteration, Tarot Toronto?
Yeah, I did. The first line of the song, flying in a plane over Toronto, just came out that way, and I'm like, okay, I've never done that, but it could happen.
Well, hopefully, you know, you won't have to go through the rest of the losing the air pressure and stuff. This the bridge is pretty cool in that one. How did you come up with the idea for that?
I'm like, well, the song is pretty much, you know, straight ahead rocker, straight ahead rocker, straight ahead rocker, and let's do something interesting for the bridge. And so when you're stuck for something interesting, what's more interesting than a waltz time calliope sounding organ, you know, phased out psychedelic thing.
Very cool. Well, I just, when I saw the as I was, you know, listening to the album and I was looking at down on the tracks, you know, coming up, I saw the cut Buying a House, and being an aged rocker, I was really stoked when I saw the title. I thought, what a great song, you know, right what you know, you know, the events going on in your life. What about yourself? Do you is that based on you having gone through that process?
I mean, I've gone through the process before, yes. Currently, my girlfriend and I are in an apartment, so we're looking towards that. So I mean, the song was just a silly thing, but we ended up recording it, and I was thinking that we should, you know, it would sound something like the Byrds' Mr. Spaceman. You know, it's kind of a silly song, but it's...
But absolutely. Well. In fact, I was thinking, oh, what a great rock opera thing. You know, you invent this this couple, and they're sort of middle-aged rockers or something. And just, well, the sort of mundane adulting things turn them into to rock songs, you know. But with a whimsical sort of flair to them. I'm a million seller. That's what I'm saying. Million sellers.
Sure.
So
let's get Ray Davies on the phone for that.
Well, yeah. So today is Friday. It's June the 2nd. Am I right that you guys are playing tonight at the new old Rock Deli in New York?
Is that tonight, or that is tonight? Look at that.
Well, where is the new old Rock Deli in New York? It's there in the city.
Yes.
Have you ever played there before?
Somewhere. I have never played there before. I've walked past it a bunch of times, but I've never actually been there.
What time do you go on? Do you know?
We go on at 8 p.m. And I should take this opportunity to mention that this is the if I could only do subtraction, this is the anniversary of my first live performance.
Well, congratulations.
June 2nd, 1984 was my first live show ever.
Wow. Well, wait a minute. Let's take a moment and figure this out. All right. So I'm going to write down here. This is 1984. Let's see. 39 years. Wow. Yeah. That's cool. And so that first time you were playing guitar, or what were you playing?
You're I was playing bass, right. Actually.
And what was the, was it a band?
My first band was named Etc.
And how long did Etc. last?
From 83 to 85.
All right. Well, it was several years. Yeah.
You know.
Did you ever make any recordings at all?
Yes.
Have you ever recycled any of those song ideas into things that the Anderson Council has done?
No. Actually, there was a song that I wrote with some friends when I was like 15 that ended up on our Assorted Colors release called Fire Island. But that's the only song from, you know, before I was 20 that made it to this band.
So you play tonight, New Old Rock Deli, and then I thought I saw some other gigs coming up Saturday, June the 10th at Monty Hall at WFMU.
Yeah, actually, we're playing live on the air on WFMU.
Oh, wow, that's cool. And that gig is being broadcast? Or not?
Yeah, we're playing on our friend Michael Shelley's radio show.
Okay, very cool. Wow. And then I was looking on into the listing of July the 29th at Drew's Place in Ringwood, New Jersey. Now that's like playing like in the guy's house, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that's a fun gig. We've done that before.
It was Palmyra Del Ran put me in touch with Drew, and we played. The Woggles played there one time as well. That was people bringing like food, like a potluck kind of thing, and
yeah,
that was very cool.
Yeah, it's like it's just a big house party with better food.
Well, another of my favorite tracks off the Devil, the Tower, the Star, the Moon is Give It Time, and I love it because it's, you know, a positive thing. We're in times of crisis and confusion. So anything helpful. Is there any particular event that inspired Give It Time?
No, that one, my friend and Michael and I wrote. It just kind of fell out, like the music anyway, just kind of fell out of my guitar. And, I'm like, I know the song is called Give It Time. That I had the chorus and he wrote the rest of the words. And all I knew was that the first verse started with the phrase bottoms up. So
when you mentioned, you say you wrote it with Michael, we're talking about your lead guitar player, Michael Potenza, or somebody different?
Michael Temkin is another ex-bandmate of mine that we've known each other since high school, and we just, after saying for several years, oh, we need to start writing songs again, we finally did it, and that's the reason I started demoing everything in Bandcamp, because we had to send things back and forth. He lives in San Francisco. And so things weren't getting written unless we could share them. So
Well, excellent. Well, Peter, thank you so much for joining me today for another Coolest Conversations.
Thank you, Manfred. Glad to
do
it.
Yes, sir. And now we're going to give it time off the new album, The Devil, The Tower, The Star, The Moon. It's the Anderson Council and Little Stevens Underground Garage.
Give it time, cause in time, you'll be feeling much better. Give it time, cause right now, another round, sure you're wondering why you're here. Bottoms up, drink it down to the end and it'll all be clear. Give it time, cause in time.
Give it time. That's the Anderson Council here in Little Stevens Underground Garage. And you can find that whole song on their latest album, The Devil, The Tower, The Star, The Moon, available from our friends over at Gem Records. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the band's Peter Horvath for being my guest today. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. Australian band The On and Ons, they're from Sydney, and they've been active since 2015. Their lineup includes members from both the Hoodoo Gurus and the Screaming Tribesmen. Their latest album is Let Your Hair Down. We'll find out all about it on your next Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Stevens Underground Garage.
Use your words to get it on me.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.